BBC Radio 4. It's 6 o'clock. The Queen has made an extraordinary intervention which has brought about the collapse of the theft trial of Paul Burrell, the butler of Diana, Princess of Wales.
It was an unfortunate end to what had otherwise been a good year for the House of Windsor, a year in which Britain demonstrated its affection and respect for its monarch, but was bemused by some of the people and practices that are still to be found in her palaces.
Nick Mitchell reporting there. Let's get some views on that from Sir Roy Strong, writer and historian. Paul Flynn, Labour MP, not, I think it's fair to say, a monarchist, but do you agree with the last point he made there, Paul Flynn, that it's we still love the Queen, even if we're not so keen on some of the rest of them?
Oh, indeed. I mean, we've seen the Queen bereaved twice this year. There's a great deal of natural kindness and sympathy among the British people, and they also love a knees up, a party, so that's why that was a great success. But what was deference in the summer has now turned to derision now with all these cases that have come up, the butler trial, the tax breaks. The thing that I've had more correspondence about than anything else was the £5 million of public money that was being used for a makeover for the Queen Mother's house to make it fit for Prince Charles to live in. And those things have excited the public to see the royals in a different way now that the Queen Mother tragically has gone, who was seen to be above criticism. There's fierce criticism from the right-wing press and many of the tabloids about the sordid nature of life in the royal household, The fencing of the royal gifts, and this has changed the whole public's attitude, and I believe the family are now more fragile, and the institution is under more criticism than for many years.
Ah, Sir Roy, deference turned to derision and they're fragile.
I don't agree with any of that, John. I think that's a load of tripe from Paul Flynn. I mean, these are 10-day wonders. The institution still works. It was able to reinvent itself in the Golden Jubilee in a spectacular way. The Queen made her first visit to a mosque. Every type of society was embraced. She toured the country. And what emerges, all these things are just blips. The institution still works. And in fact, it's going to become more important because of the social cohesion that the monarchy represents. It alone crosses all the divides. We've seen devolution break up the island. We're seeing increasingly a multi-faith, a multicultural society. And the monarchy alone is an institution which holds all of that in its embrace. And as long as it can continue to reinvent itself, it will go on.